Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. I'm always interested in seed trials and new introductions for the coming year. And to tell us where the industry is going, I'll be joined by someone with vast experience at companies like Unwin's and currently Mr. Fothergill's Seeds. It's Alison Mulvaney. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast. Goodness, that bank holiday weekend was a scorcher. Difficult once again to keep plants watered, especially those in pots. You know, I seem to spend all of the early morning and late evenings on the end of a hose trying to keep things fresh and growing. If you dig down, there is moisture in the soil, so plants are growing out in the garden should be okay. I've got a very busy week coming up, and on Saturday I'm expecting Chris Bates, the editor of Grower Talks, to visit. He's coming in on the red eye from Chicago, and with a bit of luck will be with me about 9 o'clock, when he tells me a good English breakfast would be welcome. So I'll have to get the frying pan out and see what we can do. And once he's been well fed and watered, then we're off to see three leading Essex garden centres and the Royal Horticultural Society's garden at Hyde Hall, before Chris and his partner return to Windsor, ready for the International Garden Centre Conference, which starts on Sunday. They're in for a very busy week. To come back to today's operation, there's been some comment about the ITV Tonight programme last Thursday on garden centres. They told a very one-sided story, and I hear second-hand that they refused to include any comment which might contradict their preconceived opinions. It's hopeless. You know, there was a time when investigative journalists did a really thorough job and told both sides of a story and left the viewers to make up their own minds. Those days seem to be long gone. I hope next week to just go through some of the points raised and give the other side of the story so that we have a much more balanced situation. Interesting news this week, with warning from the plant health authorities about the risk of importing new pests and diseases on Christmas trees. Pretty good reason to buy British, I think, and avoid that risk. And it's all kinds of Christmas trees that are coming in, particularly from Denmark. And they say that local authorities bringing in very large trees do pose quite a risk because, you know, pests can get hidden up under the bark. And, of course, if they're pot-grown, there can be soil-borne pests and diseases. The potential to introduce 15 pests that we don't have here and several diseases. I don't know where that puts the Norway gift for Trafalgar Square. You know, they always have that enormous tree there. I don't know whether that has a special treatment to make sure that comes in clean. But with the advance of Brexit, buying British looks like a very sensible approach for this coming Christmas. I mentioned last week the ProVeg trials up at Soham in Cambridge. They were excellent. John Burrows, who set up the company, is celebrating his 30th anniversary and is now in touch with over 100 breeders and seed companies around the world. I was absolutely amazed by the stuff that he'd got there. The trial was beautiful, neatly trimmed grass paths and row after row of really stunning veg. He's got bush tomatoes being grown like strawberries on tabletop. You know, they're sort of chest height, a row of plastic style guttering so they can be automatically watered from below, and the fruits sort of cascading out just as strawberries do on tabletop. And he has a number of really good varieties with a much better flavour than we've had in the past on bush types. But there were shallots, a really lovely dark red shallot that they call a torpedo style, has really long oval-shaped bulbs, and it'll be lovely to slice in the kitchen, and a very good colour. He had a really good sweet corn with attractive colourings, and I saw two turnips, one white and one red, which would crop in about 10 or 12 weeks, and really are very good for salads. You know, you just cut them, pulled fresh and young, similar to radish, but don't have quite that very hot flavour of radish. There's still that little brassicky aftertaste, but a very fine thing. I saw some really good peas too. There are new varieties of pea that are resistant to all kinds of diseases, and some of them carry 4 and 5 pods on a stem. I need to get his specialist on this programme. There's so much to learn. When it comes to gardening advice, I have to tell you that my salad leaf moss ball already has seedlings emerging. We heard about that from Paul Hansord last week. Mine is up and away, and I'll keep you informed about how it grows and when I can start cutting some really nice salad leaves. It's a time of year too when you should have a look at houseplants that have been stood outside for the summer. I mean, cyclamen that have had their pot on their side and dried out, they need to be stood up, given a good soaking, some of the old compost removed from the top around the corm, replaced with fresh, and get those growing again. And things too like amaryllis and Christmas cactus, they all need to be brought indoors, freshened up, given a really good soaking and a bit of fresh compost where it's appropriate. All that rain too has made the roses grow. Beautiful new growth coming on those that have been headed back. But do remember that a bit of a fungicide protection would be very useful at this time of year. You know, mildew can creep in when we have these warm, damp, dewy sort of mornings and evenings. And Uncle Tom's Rose Tonic is the thing to use, according to Tom Nelisk, who was on this programme just a few weeks ago. Among the questions asked, somebody has what I call the flagpole cherry, Prunus amanagawa, and the leaves were small, and when I went to look at it, the interveinal colouring was really yellow. It was planted in a front garden, and I would think was sitting in a lot of rubble or something that the builder had left behind. And if, of course, you've got a lot of alkaline mortar, then there will be a shortage, particularly of magnesium. And I suggested that they gave it a good dose of Miracle-Gro first of all, and with the rain, that worked wonders. The leaves greened up in no time at all. You know, it's a similar story with tomatoes. If you've got leaves that are a bit yellow between the veins, then it's very likely that a shortage of magnesium is the reason. If you look at a fertiliser like Tomrite, you'll often see that it has added magnesium. Get that onto tomato plants that look a little bit on the yellowy side, and they'll green up very quickly. And of course, the high potash in tomato foods will improve the flavour. From now on, it is worth just easing back a little bit on the watering, because if you can put a bit of stress on tomatoes without to the extreme that introduces blossom end rot, just that little bit of stress will improve the flavour no end.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm very pleased to introduce our guest for interview this week, Alison Mulvaney. Alison and I go back a good few years in terms of the seed business, and she's now technical manager for Mr. Fothergill Seeds. And I was with her recently with the quite extensive trials they've got at Newmarket. Alison, how are things in Newmarket? We had a pretty rainy day, didn't we, when you and I met last?
Yeah, hi, Peter. Yeah, we certainly did. I mean, we always plan for all kinds of weather for our press day every summer, and sometimes we get away with it and sometimes we don't. Yeah. So I think this year was a bit... We kind of just about made it. We got most people to have a good look around the trials before the weather really hit us, so that was quite fortunate.
Well, I stayed late and had it to myself, which is what I quite like to do. You know, to just walk slowly up and down the rows, seeing what's different and worth a note. But, Alison, can I take back to the beginning? Because when we first met, you were at Histon, weren't you, in Cambridge?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I started my career at Unwin Seeds. I hadn't really intended to go into horticulture at all. I didn't even really know that there were jobs in horticulture. So I started there way back, working for David Curley. Yeah, in the old days of Unwin's, when the Unwin family were very much involved in the business.
Yes, it was a great company then, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah.
I've met up with a number of people we had for interview last week, Paul Hansard.
Okay, yeah.
You'll have known Paul very well.
Yeah. Absolutely,
And so what were you doing at Unwin's? Were you in the seed testing section?
I started working for David Curley on the marketing side, so I was kind of involved with all the things that he was doing. He was the commercial director at the time, so I got involved in all kinds of things. I seem to remember one of my first jobs was sending the first seeds of the new sweet peas that they were breeding there off to Pat Unwin in New Zealand, because she started off the bulking up process for us. So all the breeding that was done at Histon at that time, we used to collect the seed, a small amount of the seed in September time, and send it off to Pat on the other side of the world. And she would start off and report back to us in January about what she thought about them and whether they were good enough.
Yeah, and still doing it, you know, sweet pea seeds still coming from New Zealand.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely, yeah. It's a good part of the world to grow them, yeah.
And then you abandoned us and went into the garden chemicals business, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously a lot of changes went on at Unwin's, and it seemed like a good opportunity to try something a little bit different. So, yeah, I went to Bayer Garden for 10 years. So they had a lot of the gardening products that they'd basically taken on from PBI, Pan Britannica. So a lot of the old kind of garden chemical names that everybody knows, multi-rose and top rose and things like that, and also baby bio and phostrogen. So I was working on the marketing of those products.
Goodness, yeah, well, there's some good names.
Yes,
the baby bio lady, hey?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, because those two, phostrogen and baby bio, would have been fierce competitors before they came under the one Bayer brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they were. Yeah. Yeah, that was quite interesting times, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, to bring us right up to date, you're back in the seed business, technical manager at Mr. Fothergill's. Now, what does that involve?
So I've been back here about 3.5 years. And my job here is technical manager. So I look after all the buying of all the seed and packaging for the packets that we sell out to send out to gardeners, and also the quality of the seed. So that means I look after the laboratory where we do all our germination and purity testing. And also I look after the trials and the trial team, because that's a crucial part of our quality testing, that that we can make sure that the seed that we buy is right. And you can't always tell that just from looking at a handful of seed. You've got to actually grow it out and see what comes out of it. So it's the whole process, really.
And you're one of the few companies now in the retail garden business that do those trials. I mean, in the past, every seed company used to have an extensive seed trial. And really, if you don't grow a sample of pretty well everything you're selling, you don't know what's in the packet, do you?
No, that's very true. Yes, I mean, it was back in the day, it was, everybody had their trial, and that was a really important part of what the company did, and you know, everybody was involved in that. But I guess they are a fairly expensive and time-consuming exercise to undertake. But I think we get great value out of it. I think it's really good for everybody, for the whole team, to have that out there, and just at the back of the building, we can pop out any time and have a look at things. And it does allow us to have a really good look at what we're actually selling on to our customers, and what results they're going to get in their gardens as well.
I mean, I walk through one that immediately comes to mind, the runner bean and French bean trials, all up tripods, and you could see the varieties that are early, the varieties that are late,
absolutely,
the colour of the blooms, how uniform the growth is, and then for everything, for onions, for carrots, for all of the flower range.
It's really good to be able to see that, and also if you do it year after year, you kind of see, you know, things do grow differently in different years, and it's just really interesting to see, you know, what the differences are and how things look in different weather conditions and all that kind of thing. It's really interesting.
Yeah. And when you and I started out, we would have had perhaps 5 or 6 tomatoes and 1 or 2 peppers. And in your polytunnels there, Brian Tolman done a fantastic job on peppers.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, yeah. I think we had 102 different varieties of peppers, 3 plants of each variety. So it's, you know, well over 300 different plants of pepper, and they all, I could say, probably every single plant looks fantastic. You've done a brilliant job.
So can you shorten the list for us a bit? Our listeners are going through your catalogues or online next spring. What should they look for?
Difficult. Where to start, really?
It is, isn't it? Or where to finish, yes.
Or where to finish, yeah. I know, it's a bit like having a chocolate box out there. You can kind of wander around, and it's really difficult to make a decision about which ones to go for. But chili peppers have been a big thing in the last few years, and lots of different varieties coming out on those. And we have put one back into the range this year, which we've not been able to offer for a few years. It's called Devil's Brew, and it's a really nice hot chili pepper, and 3 different varieties would give you 3 different colours. They're really nice quality, and they're really early as well, so you can get a crop off them quite easily and quite quickly. They look very ornamental, but they're also really tasty. So that's Devil's Brew, which we've put into our Johnson's packet range this year.
Yes, because we haven't mentioned Johnson's. I mean, you're handling several brands, aren't you? There's Johnson's,
we are.
Sarah
yeah.
Raven.
Yes,
you've got
we do quite
list.
A lot.
Yeah.
So that's quite nice. It gives us the opportunity when we see something to think, you know, where will that fit, and where can we use that to best promote the different brands. So it's quite a nice position to be in.
Yeah. And you've still got a contact with Sweet Peas, of course. You launch a new one most years, and you've got a new one for us again for 2020.
Absolutely, yeah. So Sweet Peas just seems to have been kind of the theme running through the whole of my career, right from the start till now, which is great. I love Sweet Peas. It's definitely one of my favourite flowers. Yeah, so we've got a new one this year, and it's called Mayflower 400. It was actually bred in New Zealand by Keith Hammett, and it is really pretty. I mean, I think you probably saw it here when you were here last week, but not at its best, because getting sweet peas to flower right into the middle of August is quite tricky.
Yes.
But it's a really pretty creamy coloured sweet pea with a pink flake marking splashed across the petals. It is a really, really pretty variety. I think flower arrangers would love it because of the patterning on the petals. And it has quite a good scent. It also produces lots of five, so you get five flowers on one stem. So it's good flower power in that respect as well. So a really nice addition to the range.
I should add it then, should I?
You know, definitely.
I tend to go, first of all, for fragrance.
Yeah.
Things like High Scent, Gwendolyn.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. R. Yeah. Bolton, yeah.
Gwendolyn is my favourite sweet pea of all time.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well,
but that
absolutely.
Was a David Curley bred one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, it was bred by David while I was there, and it was named after John Bishop's wife, and he was the president of the National Sweet Pea Society.
Yes, I remember him saying that it had to be a very good one if it was going to be named after his wife.
Exactly, yeah. It is a lovely variety. I don't think it's been beaten up till now. So.
And what other new things have you got? In the easy line, I mean, stuff like calendula and zinnias and sweet William.
Yeah. I think some of the new things we've got are actually some of the more simple things that, you know, anybody can grow. So there's a couple of things out there. A couple of my favourite things out there are actually really easy to grow. I really like the linum charmer mixture. Linum, you think it's either the blue wild kind of linum, or it's the really bright. Bright red one that's also very popular, but now they've got them in all kinds of different colours. So this mixture we've got, the Charmer mixture, it's just got so many different colours in it, shades of purple and salmon, and it's so, so pretty, and just probably the easiest thing you could possibly grow. You can just, you know, sprinkle it on the ground and it's just going to come up. So that's one of my favourites.
You know, I couldn't believe the colour. I mean, we'd had that, yes, the traditional blue, a lovely colour blue on flax. But then we had the white with the carmine centre. Which was very attractive.
The bright eyes, yeah.
But you've got all kinds of colours. And I like to sow it very early. I may even try autumn sowing it with carrots. Because the very thin leaves of linum come up and just merge in with the carrots, and it looks like carrots with pretty flowers.
That's a good idea.
Bun?
Yeah, well, that's a really good idea.
As gardens get smaller, you know, we've got to pack things in. Carrots grow quite well in containers. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, why not have them flowering?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real cottage garden thing.
Yeah. And what about calendula? They're a favourite of mine.
Yeah, we've got a couple of new calendula. We've got Playtime Mixed, which is a Floriselect novelty, and that's if you want a little bit of absolutely everything. That's probably the most diverse mix on the market at the minute. So you get everything: singles, doubles. You get the yellow centres, the dark centres, all different colours. That's really pretty.
And did you say that it's got a Floriselect?
That's got a Floriselect Novelty Award, yeah.
Yeah, because usually that Floriselect is just for a specific cultivar, not a mixture. I don't recall other mixtures getting an award.
Exactly. I think it is a bit unusual. Yes, it is. You're right. I think it has to be a unique thing that you can't that hasn't been on the market before. So it's obviously past the rules to meet that specific requirement. So yes, that's a little bit out of the ordinary for Floriselect. They have also got two brand new Floriselect novelties on straight colours, which is the more traditional kind of Floriselect winner. We've got the Calexis Yellow and the Porcupine Yellow. I don't know if you saw those two last week.
I did, and I quite like porcupines, what I call sort of quilled petalled, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very pretty. But what was the other one?
The other one's called Calexis Yellow.
How do you spell that?
That's Calexis.
That's a funny name. Who on earth dreamt that up?
It's from a breeder who he likes to put an X in the in all his variety names, so it's a bit like his trademark, I think. He's also bred the Xanthos Cosmos, you know, the first yellow Cosmos, the Xanthos.
I certainly know that, but if you stood me in front of this really outstanding yellow Cosmos and says, what's the name of that, I'd never remember.
No.
I need simple names, Alison.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Why didn't they call it Alison Cosmos?
Yeah, they could have done, couldn't they?
Yeah. But then there are some Dianthus too, aren't there?
Yeah, we've got the new Dianthus Hollandia, which is an annual flowering Dianthus. So it's like a sweet William, but you can sow it just like a bedding plant, and it will just act like a bedding plant. So you can sow it with your normal bedding and it will flower quite early, actually. So it kind of moves Sweet William into a slightly different usage thing. You don't have to think of it as a biennial where you sow it 1 year and have to wait till the next spring. You can have it in your garden through the summer.
And what's that called?
It is really nice. It's called Dianthus Hollandia, and that we're selling the complete mix of colours. So all the different shades of purple and white and pink and red. And then also we've got a purple crown. So Dianthus Hollandia purple crown. And that just has picked out the different shades of purple and purple and white bicolours. So that's really pretty as well.
And are they tall enough to cut?
Yeah, they should be tall enough to cut, yeah.
Alison, some interesting things to look forward to in the Mr. Fothergill Johnson's and all those other brand catalogues that will drop through our letterbox shortly. Yeah, thank you very much for joining us today.
Okay, thanks very much.
What's on? Well, it's the International Garden Centre Association Congress based on Windsor. Over the next few days. Won't affect the average gardener, I suppose, except that if you happen to be a customer of one of the garden centres that this international delegation will be touring and visiting, the chances are they'll be really polished up and full of the best products that you could imagine. As I say, it's based on Windsor from the 1st of September, and the delegates are going to go to Wisley Gardens and Kew. But the garden centres they're going to are Stewart's and Haskins down on the south coast, Squires, they're in sort of Surrey, Middlesex area, Aylett's round in Hertfordshire, Ruxley Manor in Kent alongside Millbrook, and Coolings. Now at Coolings I thought it was a pity to do all that work and have these garden centres full of colour and really sparkling at their best and not be seen by the average gardener. And so on the 5th of September, we've organised a day of three talks. Coolings have called it a trio of greats. My colleague Steve Bradley will be talking about bulbs in the morning, and then Val Bourne will be talking about roses in the afternoon, and I wind up with an evening session talking about all kinds of things. That's on the 5th of September, and you can look for tickets on the Coolings website. We'll also have an offer in the paper so that you get a really keen price on the tickets. My thanks to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, sponsors of this podcast, and thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.